Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we are doing something a little different. We're shining the spotlight on a specific corner of Florida that honestly doesn't get talked about enough. And I'm Jamie. Yes, and I am so here for this because we are talking about Palm Coast, specifically the R section in Seminole Woods. And I have a lot of feelings about this area. A lot of feelings. Okay, so for listeners who maybe aren't super familiar with Palm Coast, give us the quick geography lesson. Where are we talking about? So Palm Coast is in Flagler County, right on Florida's northeast coast, kind of that sweet spot between Daytona Beach to the south and St. Augustine to the north. And within Palm Coast, you've got these distinct residential sections, and the R section and Seminole Woods are two of the more established tree-lined neighborhoods in the city. And when you say tree-lined, you really mean it. Like, that's not just a marketing phrase for this area. No, it genuinely isn't. The canopy coverage in parts of Seminole Woods especially, it feels like you're driving through a nature preserve, which is part of what makes it so unique compared to some of the newer, more developed sections of Palm Coast. So that's the vibe. Quiet streets, mature trees, established community. And our whole episode title is Quiet Streets, Big Potential. So let's get into that second part. What's the potential we're talking about, right? So this is where it gets really interesting for small business owners and entrepreneurs. These neighborhoods have a strong, loyal residential base. We're talking families who have lived there for years, retirees, remote workers who relocated. It's a genuinely engaged community. An engaged community equals potential customers who want to shop and support locally, right? Exactly. And that's the opportunity. Because right now, a lot of residents in the R section and Seminole Woods are driving out to US 1 or Palm Coast Parkway for services and goods that honestly could be served closer to home. Oh, that's a really good point. There's a gap there, like the demand exists, but the supply, the local businesses, haven't fully caught up yet. That's exactly the dynamic. And we see this in a lot of Florida's planned communities from the ITT era. Palm Coast was originally developed by ITT Community Development Corporation back in the 70s, where the residential infrastructure got built out faster than the commercial infrastructure. Wait, ITT, like the big conglomerate, they built Palm Coast? They did. It's actually a fascinating piece of Florida history. ITT developed massive planned communities across the state, and Palm Coast was one of their flagship projects. They laid out all these lettered and numbered sections, hence R section, with the idea of this fully master planned community, which is why the streets have that very deliberate, organized layout. I always wondered about that. Yes, the canal systems, the road layout, it was all very intentional. And that infrastructure is actually an asset now, because residents have good internal road connectivity. It's just that commercial development lagged behind. So for a small business owner listening right now, what kinds of businesses would actually thrive in the R section and Seminole Woods specifically? Great question. So think about what a neighborhood needs on a daily and weekly basis. Mobile services are huge here. Lawn care, pool maintenance, pressure washing, handyman services. The lots are decent sized, the homes are established, and people want reliable local providers.
The classic Florida home services market. And I imagine the competition isn't as fierce as it might be in, say, a more commercially dense part of Palm Coast.
That's a real advantage, yes. And beyond home services, think about food. Whether that's a food truck that parks in a strategic spot, a cottage food business doing baked goods or specialty items, or even a small cafe concept if the right commercial space became available.
Oh, the cottage food angle is interesting. Florida has pretty favorable cottage food laws, right? So someone could actually start a food business from their home in these neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Florida's cottage food law allows you to make and sell certain non-potentially hazardous foods, baked goods, jams, candies, directly to consumers, and you can operate right out of your home kitchen. For someone in Seminole Woods or the R section, that's a real low barrier entry point to entrepreneurship.
I love that. It's like the neighborhood itself becomes your business address and your customer base simultaneously.
Perfectly put. And social media and neighborhood apps like Nextdoor have made hyperlocal marketing so much more accessible. You can build a customer base within a 2-mile radius now, in a way that just wasn't possible even 10 years ago.
Nextdoor especially seems tailor-made for exactly this kind of community, right? Like these tight-knit residential neighborhoods where word of mouth already travels fast.
Word of mouth is the original algorithm, honestly. And in communities like Seminole Woods, where people have been neighbors for a long time, a recommendation carries real weight. If you do good work, people talk.
Okay, so we've talked about the opportunity, the history, the business types. Let's talk about any challenges, because it's not all sunshine and canopy trees, right?
Ha!
Right. So the main challenge is that these are primarily residential zones. If you're thinking brick and mortar retail, you're going to need to look at where the commercial zoning actually exists nearby, because you can't just open a storefront in the middle of a residential street, which is why the service-based and mobile business models make so much sense for this area specifically. Exactly. You go to the customer rather than waiting for the customer to come to you. And honestly, in a spread-out community like Palm Coast, that mobile model is often more efficient anyway. What about the demographic mix? Who's actually living in these neighborhoods? Because that shapes what kinds of businesses will resonate. So it's genuinely mixed, which is one of the things I find interesting about this area. You've got longtime Florida residents, retirees who chose Palm Coast for the quieter pace and lower cost of living compared to South Florida. And then a growing wave of younger families and remote workers who discovered Palm Coast during and after the pandemic. That remote worker influx really changed a lot of these mid-sized Florida cities, didn't it? Dramatically. Palm Coast was already one of the faster-growing cities in Florida, but that remote work migration accelerated things. And those newer residents often come in with higher expectations for local amenities and services, which again circles back to that opportunity gap we talked about. They want the small-town feel, but with the quality of services they were used to in bigger cities. Exactly. And the entrepreneur who figures out how to deliver that in the R section or Seminole Woods context, they're going to build something really solid. So if someone is sitting there right now thinking, okay, I want to start or grow a business in this area, what's the first practical step you'd point them toward? Walk the neighborhood, literally. Drive the streets, stop at the local spots that do exist, talk to people. The intelligence you get from just being present in a community before you launch is invaluable. And then check in with the Flagler County Chamber of Commerce and the City of Palm Coast's business development resources, because they have tools and people specifically there to help. That grassroots research phase is so underrated. People want to jump straight to the logo and the website, but knowing your community first, that's the real foundation. The logo can wait. The community knowledge cannot. And honestly, for the R section in Seminole Woods, the story is still being written. This is an area with roots and with momentum, and the businesses that plant their flags here now are going to be part of that story in a really meaningful way. Quiet streets, big potential. I think we've made the case today. This has been such a good conversation. I feel like I want to go drive through Seminole Woods right now. Ha, do it. Bring a coffee and just soak it in. And hey, if you're a business owner in Palm Coast, R section, Seminole Woods, anywhere in the city, we want to hear from you. Your story is exactly what this show is about. Absolutely. And if today's episode sparks something for you, share it with someone who's been thinking about taking that entrepreneurial leap in Flagler County. This community deserves more great local businesses. It really does. And for more resources, local business spotlights, and everything we cover on the Local Business Playbook, head over to our website. You'll find show notes, links, and ways to connect with us directly. We are rooting for every single one of you building something in your community. Until next time.